Now, the millions of Americans listening for results overnight included Annie Ruiz, who is a Cuban-American homemaker and a Republican.
We met her this last fall as we traveled the divided states. She was preparing to vote for Trump and says she followed through.
To me, the most important thing is to repeal and replace Obamacare. I think that's the most important thing on the agenda right now. I like the idea of overhauling the system, so to speak. I like the idea of term limits. I like the idea of limiting lobbying. And I really, really like what he talks about as far as the economy and what he plans to do to create jobs and his tax plan. All of that appeals to me.
So she's in Florida. Now, one state down in Georgia, or up rather, I should say, we reached Democrat Suzanne Minarsin, who had told us this fall she was proud to support Hillary Clinton.
But I knew that there were a lot of people who felt disenfranchised.
So she says she is not so surprised by the result this morning. She wants to see her Democratic Party make some significant changes.
I think the Democratic Party, first of all, has got to recognize the young people. It needs to mobilize at the grassroots level, as it did with Barack Obama's first term. I think it needs to be re-energized.
That was Suzanne Minarsin from Georgia and Annie Ruiz of Florida talking about their votes and their parties this morning after an election which brought Donald Trump to power as the next American president.